It's good to be with you this evening. Glad to see everyone and grateful for your presence and your encouragement. Thank you for the concern about my family. All is well. And so we're grateful for that and very thankful to our Lord. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Abounding has the idea of boiling over. We're going to sing a medley of songs that encourage us to abound in the work of the Lord. We'll sing first verse of each and a pause between them and move on to the next one.
To the work, we are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our Master has trod. With the bulb of His counsel, our strength to redo, let us do with our might what our heads fight to do. Toiling on, let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master comes. O land of rest, for thee I sigh, when will the moment come, when I shall lay my armor by and dwell in peace at home? We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes and we'll be gathered home. Oh, if I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall say the great King in His beauty, when I've gone the last mile of the way, when I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way. Though we living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give its forth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Though we to the work, to the work, in the strength of the Lord, and a robe and a crown shall our labor reward. When the hope of the faithful our dwelling shall be, and we shout with the ransom, salvation is free. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, at labor till the Master comes.
Amen. As I moved to Oklahoma City, I'm sure you felt the same way, similar to what Paul must have felt as you drive around the city and you view different marquees on buildings of worship. One I found to say, give the worship times. Then another one said it was worship experience times. And then one just said experience times. Well, it seems the trend today is in worship is man-centered. The focus is on what can one receive and get. Man seems to be the audience, and worship is valued in terms of the kind of experience one encounters. And I'm sure that even some that come into this building from time to time are coming basically to see what kind of experience, what they can receive when they come in. What is comfortable, convenient, appealing is sought and stressed. So it's the come as you are, a casual and relaxed environment. And we've heard of the idea of churches being designed to be seeker friendly. And amenities are often applied or provided. You can sit in front of a large screen and watch and sip your Starbucks as you listen to the sermon, some of the mega churches. And one important thing is, though, music is a dominant appeal and draw. The high quality and professional performance is offered. And we would like to note, though, that regarding our services, they are to make the proper impact on our visitors. Paul talked about those that were outsiders or unbelievers coming into the church and what they should expect. He says, for those trying to speak in different kinds of languages, many kinds of languages, contrasted with teaching, he says in verse 24, but if all prophesy and teach, in other words, the truth that can be understood, an unbeliever or outsider enters, he is convicted by all. He is called to account by all. The secrets of his heart are disclosed, and so falling on his face, he will worship God and declare that God is really among you. Of course, we know that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword and can pierce the heart and do that job. And so we want to do things according to truth and in an edifying manner. And we want people to declare that God is among us. And one way we can demonstrate that is in our song worship, in our teaching and admonishing one another. What is worship according to Scripture? Well, Scripture equates worship with service and sacrifice. Matthew 4:10, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. Paul said, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. The Hebrew writer tells us in 12:28, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. And then Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 1:9, describing the Thessalonians, he says, for they themselves report concerning us of the kind of reception we had among you, how you turned to God from idols to serve the the living and true God. So worship and service go hand in hand, as the Bible describes it. But also, the Bible or Scripture shows us that worship is something that is felt and experienced. James talks about a natural outcome of what we're feeling. Is anyone suffering? He used to pray. Is anyone cheerful? The natural flow from that feeling would be to sing praises. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. He describes his reverence before God on behalf of the Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 3 at 14, I bow my knees before the Father that he would grant you. Also, we find an encounter with God, with deity, is an overwhelming experience. John, when he saw Christ, he says, I fell at his feet as if I were a dead man. And Peter, realizing his own sinfulness before Christ, he said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord, as he fell down at Jesus' feet. And even the psalmist, when he considered the creation, the work of God's hands, he could not help but burst out in emotion. He said in Psalm 8, verse 3, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars. Then he considers himself. What is man that you take thought of him, and the Son of Man that you care for him? And then he bursts out, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. Dos, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When we worship in spirit and in truth, we experience what God intended for us to feel and to know. Worship is an action or service toward God in which the will, the intellect, and the emotions gratefully respond to the revelation of Himself in creation, in Christ, and in His Word. Worshiping in spirit and in truth involves the emotions, the intellect, and the will. The emotions we feel are caused and sustained by the thoughts and concepts that we think. Our emotions will be appropriate and valid if they are based on rational thinking and on truth. We must know if our feelings in worship are based on biblical truth or a distortion of the truth. Truth is all God's revealed truth in Scripture. Worshiping in truth implies we must worship with our knowing faculties. Worship is to be rational. Romans 12, verse 1, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual, or some other versions say, rational service of worship. We must worship God with the mind or intellect as well as the heart and the emotions. There's a lot of mental activity going on in worship. How much is making a difference? You know, this generation has increasingly become more responsive to the communication of images and less to words. We're accustomed to package sound and picture bites that move quickly past us. And I guess Sesame Street and like programs, one person commented on it, a teacher, I believe, have shortened the attention span of the young. So we must be able to both see and hear with understanding. Our minds have been described as both a marvel and a monster. We can be sitting somewhere physically, yet our minds can be somewhere else, even on the moon, I suppose. We must be devoted to choosing what we think about. Paul told us, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, but test everything. We're going to have to think about that and hold fast to that which is good. Our progress in thinking and worshiping is found in our ability to think about a few good things. And song worship is an effective way to sharpen our thoughts and our images in our minds. It helps us to define what we understand, feel, and decide about spiritual matters. There's a challenge, though, with words and music. Music must be the servant of truth and not allowed to be its master. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:15, I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. Here the emotional is balanced with the intellectual. Music adds emotion and meaning to the words, but must not overwhelm it. God must be worshipped in full truth. So the challenge comes to us by the very nature of music. Music grabs us emotionally. Its aesthetic appeal is instantaneous. It takes a little longer for the mind to engage in understanding the words. A hymn is both poetry and theology. It's not always to sing and understand the words at the same time. You know, we utter a word or a syllable at a time, then we have to fit it to its proper pitch. And at times it's a challenge to identify the meaning of a phrase or sentence. And then it's, our minds may yield to the appeal of the music and be preoccupied with it. So time and consideration are needed to gain the most out of our worship. The essence of worship is found really in our apprehension of God. It's not in the fleeting pleasure of the sound that we hear, not in the taste of the fruit of the vine. It's not in the surroundings. It's not in the actions we're going through or what we hear in speech. Worship must express primarily our love with God and our relationship with others, as Christ put it in Mark 12, verse 30. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. So worship is not an occasional burst of emotion. It's not like flipping a switch. Worship is not an experience that any person can force us into or even lead us into. Worship is the conscious, demanding work of the believer. The conscious, demanding work of the believer. In practical terms, we will be helped or hindered by our surroundings. Of course, there's always going to be the possibility of some distraction. So, true worship depends more on our inner motivation and persistent effort than any outside influence. Like all work, it gets easier and more natural the more we do it. So worship is to be expressed and experienced. It's to be expressed with the correct manner of the highest quality and our best and with the proper attitude behind it. Worship is best learned by worshiping. What begins with the seed of decision in our hearts and springs up to bud in the soil of everyday life will come to full bloom as we find our place in congregational worship. Just as the bloom comes after the bud, so too does worship in the assembly grow out of personal daily worship. Our assembling together is an appointment of God's choosing. Though we are conscious of Him and worship Him in our daily lives, This encounter or experience is distinctive. Our awareness of God and our purpose is heightened by our singing together, our listening, and our attending to one another. Gathered worship, in turn, prepares us for a continuing of daily worship individually. So worship service is the rehearsal for everyday life of worship. If the rehearsal is true worship in spirit and in truth, life itself should include worship with the whole person, heart, soul, mind, and strength. Worship is not merely an activity to be injected into our schedules at certain intervals. Rather, worship itself is a whole life commitment, an all-encompassing response to our holy God. Worship involves both service and experience. In other words, it does involve feeling, but it's based on an understanding of God's truth. God has provided the acts and the means to express and experience true worship as we were meant to experience it. We are not left to wonder about such an issue. Worship involves both feeling in the heart and serving from the heart. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. This gospel song mixes the idea of worship and prayer and song with joy-filled service to our King. We're going to sing the first and second verses and then the chorus, and the third and fourth verses, and then the chorus again. Number 622, if you need to look at the book. If you're able and willing, please stand as we sing.
Doso to the harvest fields I will gladly go in the service of my King, with a song of love to the faint and low in the service of my King. Let me ever work with a willing hand in the service of my King. Guided by His word, heeding each command in the service of my King. In the service of my King. In the service of my King. It is glory here, joy beyond compare, in the service of my King. Let me win some soul that his life may be in the service of my King. Let me sing some song that will make me free in the service of my King. Just a kindly word or a song or prayer in the service of my King. That the lost may turn and His glory share in the service of my King. In the service of my King. In the service of my King. It is glory here, joy beyond compare, in the service of my King.
Amen. Again, as we think about coordinating our efforts together, with the leader and with the followers, with the congregations, in order that we may effectively worship God together, we've been emphasizing the idea of a worship leader. And we've sought to raise the awareness of the value of leading worship. We don't aren't up here just to lead a random list of songs to fill in spaces and time. We're here concerned about teaching and admonishing. And that all can only come from the Word of God and songs that are based on the Word of God. And so we take it now seriously, more seriously possibly than before, and plan accordingly with the job that we have before us in leading others to teach and admonish one another and to richly be filled with the Word of God. And our attitude is to start wherever we are and take the next step and seek to improve how that we can edify one another. It's been very encouraging, your efforts in this. And we see fruit already from that, and we're so encouraged because you're willing to improve and your ability to worship God and edify your brethren. And again, our goal is to sing with the Spirit and understanding to the best of our ability and to try to follow so that we can do that. We've followed this guide this week, and we'll emphasize it one more time as a way and a means of reaching the desired goal. Again, if we're using our books, we want to make sure everybody knows the number. But we also want them to think about what they're turning to by giving the title. Maybe giving the number again in a little different way to make sure everybody understands that. And how many verses we're going to lead and what other information that we need. The next thing we're going to need to find is the do, the key tone the song is based on. So all the parts can sing comfortably as the composer designed, as the song is designed to do. And we start with do. And if we need to go on to another pitch, do, mi, or so, we can do so. Think about that tempo, that speed of the beat, that speed of the message that you're going to lead. And then get into the ready position. You're ready to begin. We establish eye contact. That gets us a leadership. If you look down at your book, you give everyone else permission to do the same thing. And so they will just be waiting for you to start, and then they'll follow afterwards, which gives a ragged start and also makes it a little, we would say, less dignified in the fact that we're just playing catch up and trying to find out where we are. Wait. And that's the important thing. Wait so everybody can start with you. And we've been doing such a fine job with that. We have a preparatory beat. We're practicing well with those with the downbeat, just coming up and beginning. Some start on the upbeat. So we give a beat out before we start. Continue conducting and eye contact. The more eye contact and expression you have, the more that will be encouraging. And then the final note we've held and then give a cutoff to do so. And we've appreciated the men that are willing to take a step forward and be involved with that. So we're encouraged by that. And at this time, what we're going to do is we've asked them to pick out a song, and maybe I should have told them to pick out an extra song in case someone got their song. So and some of you probably can do that. And they're going to lead that tonight, at least a couple of verses and or more. And we would appreciate that. And we will be helping them and encouraging them. And if you need any help at the beginning and getting things kind of set, we'll be glad to help you. It's a time of encouraging and helping you to take that next step. If you would, men that have been participating, and if there's others that are ready to help facilitate our leading this evening, if you'd come on up on the front row and sit there so when one is finished, someone can come right up after them. And we would appreciate that. If you will, come down now. If you feel like leading from right here, that would be okay. If you want to go up here, I'll put the pitching device, leave it here if you don't have one. We'll ask for volunteers. Start first.
I'll break the ice with it.
All right.
That way I get the song I chose. 272, Psalm number 272, Jesus the Loving Shepherd. In John 10, 14 through 16, it says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and they shall hear my voice.
Jesus, the loving shepherd, gives his talent come into the fold of safety where there is rest and room. Come in the strength of manhood, come in the Lord of youth, into the fold of safety. Calling is he, wanderer, wanderer, come unto me. Patiently waiting, near standing I see. Jesus, my shepherd divine, Jesus, a loving shepherd, gave his dear life for thee. Tenderly now he's calling, wanderer. Tenderly calling is he, wanderer, wanderer, come unto me. Patiently waiting, there standing I see. Jesus, my shepherd divine.
Very good. We appreciate that. If you noticed, he was looking at us, wasn't he? We were able to sing with him. Very encouraging, giving that for us. Thank you for doing that. We're encouraged by that. And I know sometimes our books get heavy, don't they? But following requires lifting that book up as well as your hearts and your voices so that you can begin. And there's a couple of places you could probably look that will help you. Of course, at the beginning, and right before the chorus, and at the end is a good place to be sure that we're on track. That will be very helpful. Good, thank you.
Number 480. Number 480. Dare to stand like Joshua. Number 480. We'll sing the first and third verses. We are bound for Canaan land, tenting by the way. Who shall lead us on the road? Choose your king today. Dare to stand like Joshua. Dare to say the word. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. Just before us Jordan rolls, just across the way, we can safely trust the Lord. He shall lead today. Dare to stand like Joshua. Dare to say the word. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord.
singing the first verse again?
Sure.
For us, that would be great. You did a good job. I really liked your ending. If you could make your first downbeat like you did your ending, that would be very helpful.
Okay.
It was a little short on us and a little hard to start with.
Okay.
So, the first verse again.
First verse. No. We are bound for Canaan land, tenting by the way. Who shall lead us on the road? Choose your king today. Dare to stand like Joshua.
There's a strong trend among men today to look Christ in the face on a level plane. You can't do that. He's as far above us as the heavens are above the earth. His ways are as far above ours as the heavens are above the earth. Our faith looks up to Christ, and I'd like to sing about that. There's a song entitled that on page 144, Our Faith Looks Up to Thee. Sing the first and the last verses, please. It's only though my faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, save your divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my fears away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. While life's dark mist I tread, green grief around me spread, be thou my God. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away. Not let me ever stray from thee aside.
Sing song 189, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, number 189. Just sing the first and last verse, please. Do.
On with.
Very good. Let's just get a little more comfortable with it. All
right. Again, 189. We'll sing the first verse.
Let's try getting your pitch again. Get used to it.
Okay.
You did a good job.
No. Turn to song number 41, Fairest Lord Jesus, song 4-1. Let's sing the first, second, and third verses. Not that long was the song. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man the Son, thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy and crown. Fair are the meadows, fairer still the woodlands, robed in the blooming garb of spring. Jesus is fairer, Jesus is purer, who makes the woeful heart to sing. Fair is the sunshine, fair still the moonlight, and all the twinkling starry host. Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines purer than all the angels have can boast.
Amen. 498. Where he leads, I'll follow. 498. I like to sing the first and third verses.
Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dearer far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow Jesus every day. List to his loving words, come unto me. Weary, heavy laden, there is sweet rest for thee. Trust in his promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior, and my soul is secure. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow Jesus every day.
And you looked very comfortable, didn't you? Very comfortable with that. Very good. You have a gifted with a good voice, too. We appreciate that very much. And again, any improvements that I would say of is just be sure your downbeat is bigger than your other beats. That really gives us a good, solid feeling. Especially in that start, we had a really good downbeat. And you notice they got better and better as they went on, so it's wonderful to appreciate Jack. He's probably, like you said, first time to use a pipe and move your arm, so that's very encouraging. Number 107 in your supplements.
107, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, if I remember correctly. Kyle was saying that he and Tony knew it, but he didn't sing it here yet. So we will have those who are more capable help us along as we learn this song. If you'll note it, the men start singing first and the women echo throughout. And if you noticed at the bottom, there's some brackets there with a first one and a two. That's a first and a second ending. And then when we sing the third verse, we have a third ending, but it goes back to the first verse and repeats it as a fourth verse. And it has the word so humble yourself in the sight of the Lord as we go back and do the reprieve on that. And then there's a fourth ending that has the final ending where you have two longer notes. And as we look at it, as we talked about, this is the key of E minor. But do with one sharp would be G. Very good. So we'll find G, and then that will be our do, and we'll go do, T, backwards to la, and we'll be set for the men to start.
Do, T, la. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift you up. And he will lift you up. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Shout to the rock of our salvation. Know that the Lord is God. Know that the Lord is God. Come, let us bow our hearts in worship. Kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our great God. For he
great God. So humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up.
And He will lift you up.
We have to go to that fourth ending on that. So let's try the fourth verse again. So it'll be, and He will lift you up, and He will lift you up. Lift you up on the ending, all right? So humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. The last verse. So humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up,
and
He will lift you up. Okay. Number one. I stand in awe. Number one. Does everybody, anyone know that one? We will be repeating the last two systems. I stand in awe of you. We'll repeat that. If you're able and willing, please stand.
This evening and your encouragement and all the work of the men. We look forward to tomorrow night. You can pick out again a song or even two songs. It'd be great. We would appreciate that, and we'll look forward to doing that. I'm going to be here, try to be here a little earlier tomorrow night in case anybody has some questions or need some help. We'll be glad to be here for that. Appreciate it again very much. Again, thank you for the invitation, of the privilege and the blessing of working with you and seeing these positive results and the efforts being made here. May God bless us in our worship to Him. Tomorrow night we'll be talking about what does it mean to sing a new song unto the Lord. Look forward to that, Lord willing. If there's nothing further, we'll be directed in the closing prayer.
Shall we pray? Dearest Father in heaven, we bow before you, for you are God. We are thankful for this time that we've had to be together. We're thankful for the visitors that have come our way. We are thankful for your truth that has been presented tonight. We're thankful for your love, for your kindness, for your long-suffering, and your mercy. We're thankful, Father, for Brother Dane Shepherd, and we pray many more years in your service for him. We pray, Father, that you would bless this congregation and help us to grow in your truth and in your love. Father, we bow before you because we are humbled by your greatness, by your majesty. We pray, Father, that you would bless us as we go, and I join Brother McAllister in praying thy blessings for those people in the town of West Texas and for those in Boston. Father, we pray that you would bless all of us as we depart, and our visitors especially if they're traveling. Forgive us as we go, forgive us as we repent, and help us to live closer to thee. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.